Yes, the title again is Walk by Faith and Trust God. Even when you don't understand, the year 24 has just begun. How is it going to turn around? Is it going to favor me? Is things going to change for my good? Am I going to get what I want? I want this. Will I get it this year? I've been praying about this. This year of all years, will I get it? These are some of the questions that everybody begins to ask. Will I get this item I'm looking for? I want to pray and ask God, God, are you going to lead me to get this? So my first recipe, that when it's me to walk in faith and to trust God, is I will lead with calm assurance. I will lead going forward into 2024 with calm assurance. With calm assurance, I'll go forward with calm assurance. What do I mean by that? I'll be calm and confident that God is leading the way and is going ahead of me. And you know, when you and God come together, you are majority. And because you can't see your way ahead, but God has already been on year 2024 before, because He created time. So you already know what is going to happen in 2024. So when you lead your life, your family, with calm assurance, you open yourself for the leadership of God to go with you. Amen. Hallelujah. My God is awesome. My God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, I thank you that you're leading me to go forward into 2024. And every crooked part will be straight. Someone say amen. Every confused part will be straight. Where I've lost my way last year, this year, I have found a way. Somebody say amen. I have found a way. I need somebody to say amen. Don't forget to share. I need somebody to say amen. 2024, God is leading me. Therefore, I'm going forward. And I know that He is with me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lead with calm assurance. Yes, that God is leading you and He's going to make a way and He's going to direct His steps and make sure that you are blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, when you put confidence in God, say, Father, you lead 2024 and make sure every crooked part in my life is lined up. Yes, I'm so excited to say this to you. I just told God, Father, you lead the way, and then I will follow. You lead the way, and I will follow with calm assurance, trusting in you, O God, that you are leading me to go forward. Now, if I ask you this question, who is leading you 2024? Whose confidence are you dwelling and pulling from? Are you trusting yourself? Are you leading the way by your own might? I'm not. Three things I won't do 2024. Let me say three things I will. Somebody should write this down. Three things I will not do 2024. One, go forward alone. No. Number one, I will not go forward or tackle any situation alone. Step number two, I will not fight any battle 2024 with my own strength. No. Three, money. I am going to trust God to provide me the avenue, the resources, the know-how to make money. So see, those three things I am telling you I won't do 2024. So when I say lead with calm assurance, I am leading 2024 with calm assurance that Christ is with me. Number two, I will do what I have to do to promote emotional intelligence. So I'm going to use Isaiah 41 verse 10. Promote emotional intelligence. Promote emotional intelligence. Glory be to God. Promote emotional intelligence. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, "So do not fear." It's on the screen. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will surround you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. I will promote emotional intelligence. I will take it in. I will store it here confidently in me by remembering to dwell and lean on Isaiah 41 verse 10. I will not fear. I will go forward. I will promote an emotional confidence knowing that God is leading me." Let me ask you this question. Are you willing to go forward 2024? Then promote yourself by employing this confidence, emotional, mental confidence. Let me say it again. Mental confidence. Don't panic. "Oh, there's no money in the bank. Oh my God. Oh my God. There's no money in the bank." No. No. "There's no money in the bank." No. Say to yourself, "Oh God, how am I going to go forward? How am I going to go forward?" No. Trust God. Let's go forward. Trust God. The title again, walk by faith and trust God as He's leading you. Step number three, I will adopt. If it is me for 2024, this is what I'll do. I'll apply rule number three. I will pray for guidance always. I'll pray for guidance always. I will pray. I will pray for guidance always. I'll pray for guidance always. I'll pray for guidance always. Pray for guidance. Ask God, "Father, lead me the way. Father, direct me. Father, I don't know how I'm going to get through this problem. Father, I don't know how I'm going to resolve this situation, but I'm going to trust you. But I'm going to lean on you. I am going to count on you." Yes. Thank God. How many is in the house? We bless the Lord for how many being in the house. Yes. Yes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Pray for guidance always. Don't do things on your own. Don't fold your hands. Don't go and fight alone. Don't go and date the guy alone. No, no, no. Don't go and marry alone. No, no, no. Do you understand? Don't do that. Say to yourself, "Father, this crisis is there, but I'm trusting in you. This crisis is there, but I'm trusting in you. This problem is there, but I'm trusting in you. This situation is there, but I'm trusting in you. This mountain is here, but I'm trusting in you. Lord, guide me. Show me the way. Father, that house I want to buy, how am I going to get the money to do it? Father, I lift myself in your hand." You see that? Pray for guidance. Ask God questions. Let 2024 be a year of walking by faith and trusting God and then asking Him for a lot of questions. Ask God for a lot of questions. Ask Him, "Father, how do I get this? Father, I want a new cell phone. I'm praying for you to guide me to get a new cell phone." So if it is me asking God for a new cell phone, I will decide the phone I want, the color of the phone I want, the type of the phone I want, the space of the phone I want. Then I put it all into prayer. Then I ask God, "Father, I want this phone. Show me how to get the phone." You see that? So when I say pray for guidance, any decision I am making, I'm not going to do it on my own with Anne-Marie. I'm not going to go with Anne-Marie to the restaurant and eat. I'm going to ask God, "Father, I have a friend called Anne-Marie. We want to go to a restaurant to enjoy the day. Which restaurant should we go?" See, this is what I mean by pray for guidance. "Father, I want to make sure Anne-Marie is happy when we go to the restaurant. Which restaurant must we go? Oh, by the way, how much money should we spend?" Anne-Marie is one of my wonderful friends. I actually had a true story. had a Sierra Leonean lady from Sierra Leone in Africa called Anne-Marie. She was very tall, about 5'9", but she was full of life and fun. And she was so, not only beautiful, but she was very open, nice, and she would share and love. And I always, so I think there's somebody here called Anne-Marie also. So as soon as I saw this Anne-Marie here, I'm so excited. I'm saying, oh my God, my friend Anne-Marie, and she's in England. She's here today, glory be to God. But even if this is not Anne-Marie, I still want to say you are my friend, Anne-Marie. Wave to me, Anne-Marie, if you can see me. And then let's go to a restaurant in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Then I will demonstrate flexibility. I will begin to move in flexibility in my faith. Meaning that, yes, I've only got $40, but I need $100. Guess what I'm going to do? But I need two things. One for the shoe and one for the milk. Instead of I'm going to cry over the $40 for only the milk, I'm going to pray and divide the $40 into two. $20 go to the milk, $20 go to the shoe, and then I say, Father, I thank you. So demonstrate and demonstrate flexibility in your faith. Don't be too restricted. Oh, I need to get $100. So because I'm not getting the $100, I am not going to buy the milk. No. So Father, let me pray for somebody here. Father, anyone that is here today that is going through financial crisis, that is expecting a financial miracle and has only got a little money in her hands, I pray for this person in the name of Jesus for supernatural wisdom to know how to spend the little money she has in the name of Jesus. Father, everyone that is here today that need your supernatural miracle, oh God, guide their steps, direct their path, that they will find flexibility in their observation of life, and 2024, they will not be too restricted, but they will come out as winners in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our God is worthy to be praised. Let's move on. 2022, for me to walk by faith and trust God, I will stand on my grounds. I will stand on my grounds. You see, to walk by faith, you got to stand on your grounds. You can't be shaky here and there. You can't say, I love the man and I don't love the man. You cannot say, I want the man and I don't want the man. You cannot say, I am moving to US and then don't move to US. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You open yourself up and you say to yourself, I am going to succeed. I'm going to get to my destination in the name of Jesus. Amen. You stand on your grounds. Be confident in yourself. Be bold in your mind. Believe that, yes, you are going to get there. And stand on your ground and say, I am going to marry that guy. That guy is going to marry me. I'm going to marry that lady. Oh, that beautiful girl in my neighborhood. I am going to marry her. And demons can't stand in my way. Her mother can't stop me. Her father can't stop me. I'm going to pray over the head of the father. I'm going to pray over the head of the mother. I'm going to pray over the spiritual atmosphere of that family. And I'm going to prophesy life. And I'm going to tell that girl, I love you, I love you, I love you. I want to marry you. And we're going to have 12 children in the name of Jesus. I call them the 12 disciples. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to buy her a house and buy her a car. And I'll give one of my credit cards to her. And I'll put a lot of money inside a credit card that she can swipe, 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 swipe. So for that, I'm going to stand on my grounds and pray and believe. And target my confidence in what I'm looking for. If it is not a girlfriend, don't worry. If you're already married, praise God. Use the same steps and apply on that condition that you are looking at. Say to yourself, I'm a winner. I have got what I wanted. Christ is in me and the hope of glory is with me. I am going to get there to my destination. Let us pray one more time. Father God, we give you praise. Father God, we give you glory. Father God, we give you all the honor that your goodness, your mercy, your kindness is with us. And even now, as we are standing on our grounds, Lord, I know you are guiding us. I know you are leading us. You're showing us the way we must go. You're directing our steps. You're bringing us into divine order in the name of Jesus. So we bless your name and we give you praise. Let's move on. Look forward only. 2024, walk by faith. Trust God, even though you don't understand what is ahead of you, by moving forward only. Move forward only. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. No, 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 no. Look straight. Say to yourself, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. I will fear no foe, for the Lord is with me. His rod and his staff, they will comfort me. And he will prepare a table before me in the presence of all those that think I won't make it. Did you see that? Everyone that says you will not make it, go tell him you are a winner. Everyone that says that you are a failure, go tell them you are a winner. Anyone that has no confidence in you, go tell them you are a winner. In the name of Jesus, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Be bold, be confident, and go forth. And say, I stand on my ground, and I'm looking forward only. And as you look forward, may God open the door of his blessings. May God cause his supernatural anointing. May God let his elevation of blessings to flow over your life. In the name of Jesus, you will succeed. Believe, accept, and go forward. Look forward only. Okay? God bless you. Oh, yes. Let's go to the next step. If it is me, how am I going to walk in faith and trust God? I will not fear. So let us look at Proverbs chapter 3. The book of Proverbs chapter 3. Glory be to God. Verse 5 and 6. Do not fear what is before you. Do not fear what is before you. Do not fear. Yes. Proverbs, the book of Proverbs chapter 3. Glory be to God. Yes. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and 6. It says what? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not fear what is before you. Yahweh God will make your path straight. Do not fear, for God is going ahead of you, and he will make your path straight. He will direct your path. He will guide you in the way you must go. Trust him, believe in him, and move by faith in the name of Jesus. So let us pray one more time. Father, we bless your name and we give you praise that we are winners in you because we are walking by faith. We are trusting in you, O God. We will not listen to the voice of the enemy. You see, the voice of the enemy is you believe the enemy, you will fail. The devil says you cannot make it. Your enemy says you are a failure. Those who don't trust in you believe that you cannot make it. But David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And for that, I shall not want. Go forth. Make the shepherd the Lord of your spirit to go with you. And knowing God very well, he will get your destination in the name of Jesus. Our God is worthy to be praised. You have nothing to fear. What is before you, God will go with you. May his presence go with you, say amen. May his power go with you, say amen. May his shadow go with you, say amen. May his glory go with you, say amen. Right now, lift your hands up and say, I trust in you, Lord. I will not fear. I will not fear. I will not fear. I will not fear. For me to walk in God, I'll trust God completely. Don't trust anything else but God. Say, Father, you know everything. Father, you are with me. Father, you are directing my steps. Father, you are guiding me. So I know you are leading me and I am a winner. That situation will not destroy me. That burden, burden will not take me down. So I believe in you, O God. I have money to face tomorrow. You are with me in the name of Jesus. Awesome and mighty God, I glorify you. Awesome and mighty God, I praise you. Awesome and mighty God, I honor you. Awesome and mighty God, I adore you. Awesome and mighty God, I lift my voice in praise unto you. For you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. I'm trusting in you. I am trusting in you. I am trusting in you. I am trusting in you. May his name be praised. Yes, I'm trusting God completely. Go forth with God in mind. Go forward with God in mind. Have God in you and go forward. Don't fear. Look forward to seeing God ahead of you. Now let us look at Isaiah, Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Go forward with God in mind. Glory be to God. Go forward with God in mind. Yeah, Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, Do not conform to the platform of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see that? Go forward with God in mind. By the renewing of your mind, then you'll be able to test and approve what is the God's will for your life, what is pleasing and perfect will. As you go forward with God in mind and you apply Romans chapter 12 verse 2, the glory, the power, the anointing of God is going to go with you. God is going to move you forward. So let us pray right now. Abba Father, we bless your name. Abba Father, we glorify you. Abba Father, we honor you that you are going forward with us. 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 You are leading us. You are directing us. So we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration. May your name be praised. May your name be magnified. We thank you, Lord, you are with us. We thank you, Lord, that we are going forward with you in mind. May your presence go with us. And thank you for being with us on the prophetic flow. Thank you for directing us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for strengthening us. We know all things as work together for our good. And I know as I walk by faith and trust God, even though I don't know how 2024 look like, your presence is with us. May God bless you. May his presence go with you. And I know something good is going to happen to you. Be in expectation for the presence of God to lead you. I love you with the love of God. And I thank you for joining me on the prophetic flow.